Have you ever heard people talk about spoon bread?
Doesn't ring any bells.
What about this? Some people might say that basically there are just two types of bread. There's the kind that you make at home, call that homemade bread. And then there's the kind that you buy at the store, call that
store-bought. I use that expression fairly often. Mm-hmm.
People around here hear that pretty frequently. Mm-hmm. How about just bought bread? You ever hear that?
No.
Generally, store-bought bread.
Store-bought.
Makes you wonder where else you would buy it.
From a woman cooking bread.
Or people bake it privately and sell it.
And you have a lot of people baking cakes and pies and this sort of stuff.
I see. What about the parts of an egg, the two parts? You call them the
white and the yellow. I've never gotten the yolk really straight, which is which.
Okay. I think a yolk is a yolk.
Yeah, I think so too.
What about a few different ways of preparing eggs that you know about?
Fried, scrambled, boiled, and poached.
Another new one on me was, in addition to hash browns, was over easy. Is mm-hmm. that right?
Yeah.
No, do you know what that is?
Sure, that's a way of frying. Now, there's different ways to fry them. Over easy is just when you take, you know, you put your, after it's cooked, gun pretty well finished, is you slide your spatula under it, or pancake turn, another utensil with two names,
yeah,
and flip it over.
I see. About how much flour would you say comes in a sack about like that?
That's a 2-pan sack.
Or say if your wife were cooking some turnip greens or something like that, she might put a piece of meat in there and cook it along with the greens.
She put some bacon in it.
Bacon. Have you ever heard of anything? Would that have a good bit of lean to it usually?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Any other kind of meat or?
Beef, pork of some kind, as far as I know.
Have you ever heard of people cooking kind of meat that had a lot of fat, was mostly fat, not too much lean?
Well, the only thing I've ever heard of putting with greens is some kind of, you know, pork of some kind, put a bone, ham bone with it.
You ever heard people talk of fat back, cooking some
yeah.
fat back along with the greens?
Yeah. Which is pork, you know.
I see.
Salt, pork, different things, yeah.
Say if you wanted to buy a lot of bacon, but not have it sliced up.
Slab.
Buy a slab of bacon. Have you ever heard people call that the Midland?
No.
Is bacon, as far as you know, the only type of meat that you can have smoked?
No.
What else?
Hams. Pork shoulders. Any part of the hog you can smoke. Turkeys, you can smoke turkeys. Or any type of fowl can be smoked.
You mentioned smokehouses in the last session. Do you still see those around in this area?
Not a whole lot.
Are there any packing plants around here?
Yes.
Now, do they use them?
No.
This was just something you saw on a private farm?
Yes. I've never actually seen a hog killing.
There's nothing you buy tickets to or anything like that.
No, but I'm going to send a reporter out to the next one I can find.
How come? Just doing a...
I think it'd make an interesting story.
Well, I can tell you what it's like. I worked in a packing house when I was in junior high school. Called it the kill floor.
Well, I've toured the packing house,
yeah.
But I'm talking about just a hog killing down on the farm.
I see.